Hey, this is Philip Zuber with Empowerment Sessions, and as always, I'm excited and ever so grateful for the opportunity to have these conversations with you, wherever you're joining me from. Thank you. I wanted to give you a caution that the sound quality that you're about to hear is not as superb as it normally is. While I was recording, I didn't realize that I didn't plug my mic all the way in, so the audio is coming directly from my computer versus from my microphone. But I didn't want to try to change it because, as you'll see, the flow and the passion and just the real time thought process here is just, it's, I can't duplicate that in the same exact passion. So I wanted to give you that raw, uncut, uncensored conversation because sometimes that's the best way to do it. Unscripted and just go with the flow and let what's in you really come out. So I know that this podcast today, this particular episode, is really going to speak volumes per se. So turn your ears up. Let's go. Hey, this is Philip Zuber with Empowerment Sessions, and I am so excited, as always, to be able to have a conversation with you, to be wherever you are at this particular moment that you're listening to this podcast. So if you're in the gym, you've got your headphones in, you're doing your thing, you're driving the car, whether you're headed to work, headed home, on your way to lunch, on your way to hang out, or you just might be at home sitting in your living room, in your bedroom. If you're like me, you got a thinking chair. Place where you just sit down and you just like to listen to podcasts or listen to an audiobook or just literally read a book. I know that sounds like a foreign thing, but to actually pick up a hardback copy and and read the book. Wherever you are, I am glad to be in your particular space to enlighten you and to bring in conversation that is beneficial to you, your person, your being, your existence, your goals, your visions, your dreams, your aspirations, the inner possibilities that are untapped and sometimes we're just unaware of. I am privileged to be able to speak to that part of you and to bring it to fruition. So, hey, I want to thank you as well for the feedback. You know, people have been telling me that they have really been helped, if I can say that in the simplest terms, through the conversations. And the last one that we did was Shadows and Illusions. And I feel like it had some depth to it, because in that, when you really think about the shadows and illusions that we talked about, and if you haven't listened to that podcast, I suggest you go back and listen to it. But when you really look at shadows and illusions, it does cause you to have a reflection, to look in the mirror of who you are and to see yourself for who you really are. And it's not an indictment. It's just a realization to say that sometimes we hide behind shadows. And when we hide behind those shadows, it prevents us from really owning up to the moment of our lives or the moments of our lives and showing up in our most authentic self. And because we don't show up in our most authentic self, it keeps us from being able to articulate the things that are for us to articulate. If you've never heard this before, know that there is no voice like yours. Your voice is distinctive. It is unique, not just in the tone of it, how it sounds and the pitch, but even in the articulation of your thoughts being formulated into words and released into the universe and sending forth vibrations that inspire creativity, that brings things into a place of being. No one has it like you do. We all have the general ability to do it, but the distinctiveness of what we each bring to the table, what we each bring to this earth, it cannot be copied. It can't be duplicated. No matter what man tries to do, no matter how much someone can sit under you and try to learn and emulate you down to the T, they're only a counterfeit version of you because you are authentic in yourself. And here's the beauty of it. When God made you, he made you. Even in the realization of twins and Siamese twins, they are different. They're alike in some ways that are visible and so forth, but they are different. They're alike in the time of their birth, but they are different. And so with that being said, this is why it's important for us to be able to be authentic and to be true to who we are. And a lot of times being true to who we are causes for us to really reflect and find out who we are. It sends us on a journey of discovery. It sends us on this journey of finding out who we are, what we like, what we don't like, and why is it that we're attracted to certain things and certain things repel us? Why is it we attract certain people and certain people we repel? Why is it that our personalities, and what's the beauty behind it? It's not necessarily what makes us unique in a weird, offsetting way. No, it's celebrating your difference and understanding that that's the glory of who you are. That's the beauty of who you are. That's the distinctness of who you are. That beauty cannot be defined in a particular word, class, field, culture, association, or economic status or gender. Beauty is defined in the confidence and the authenticity in which it is revealed. That's some heavy stuff, right? Take it, write it down. Now today, I really want to talk about this one word. Activate. Because finding out who you are, finding out that there's so much in you that is untapped and unrealized is one thing. At some point, with this knowledge, with this understanding, now you have to activate it. You've got to step out and you've got to find out what has kept me from activating the greatness that is inside of me. And trust me, you may be on a great level. I want to challenge you that there's more, right? And you may be just starting out. You may have just begun this journey a year or 2 years ago and begin this journey of walking into purpose and fulfillment and learning your intuition and listening to yourself, learning your body, learning your moods, learning your emotions, learning your intuitive self, learning the beauty behind the way you see things, and also expanding your thinking to the way that other people perceive it to give you a bigger picture of who you are and where you fit in this huge world, this awesome space that we call life and the existence of who we are. Yes, the understanding that the God has given you purpose and that inside of you, he's giving you visions and dreams and aspirations. Yes, now with that, you've started this journey to activate it, to walk out, to start the business, to write the book, to start the poetry, to begin to reach out to other people, to begin to find where your footprint is most relevant, to finding where your influence can reach the farthest, to find out where you are the most significant, whether it's in your community, your family, your church, your business, wherever it is across the world. Maybe you have an international glow about you. Whatever it is, you've taken this journey to find out, and I want to tell you that there's more. There is absolutely so much more. There is so much more. There is so much more in you to be activated. So, wherever you are, write it down, say it out loud. It's time to activate. Now, here's some things we got to really consider. And these are some really, really good questions. Not that you want to dig too deep into the past, but because once you start this moment of activation, you understand this, that this is the initial activation that's going to birth other activations. And so what you want to do is you want to make sure that in the moment that you begin to activate, that you understand that you're on a journey of no return, that you cannot go back. You cannot go back to being stagnant still. That at this point of activation, that there will be times where sometimes your stillness is even progress, but it's not a staleness. Right? You got to make sure that you're able to make the distinction between stillness and staleness. And so even in that, you understand that there is progression that is going on. From this moment on that we're activating, you got to understand that at every level of activation, there are some things that are going to come at you as deterrents. And you have to be able to identify what is it that has kept me from activating before now. Okay? What is it that has deterred you? What are the distractions? Has it been relationships? Has it been friendships? Has it been other people's opinions? Has it been soul ties? Things that are calling you back from your past? And they do it at the convenient time? I always have this belief. I've always had this belief that the universe has a way of, when you say I'm going forward, it has a way of testing that resolve. And it's like everything in your past says, oh, did I hear you just release in the universe that you're going forward? Well, let me see what I can do to bring you back, to keep you from moving forward. And so you get phone calls from people you haven't heard from in years. And you get opportunities that's like, where did this come from? And conversations come up like, where did this come from? And people that out of nowhere, where did this come from? And just inclinations, old things and old habits. It's like old urges try to come up on you. It's like, whoa, where did this come from? Why am I thinking about this and that and X, Y, and Z? Why? Identify it now. Identify what those deterrents have been that have kept you from activating. Because I guarantee you that at the next level, at the next point of the next activation in your life, that those things are going to try to come up again. So it's time to defeat the giants while they're small, before they can become giants. It's time to identify them and defeat them so that you don't have to fight those same battles over and over again. But now, when the next time that activation comes, you can look at it from a different standpoint of victory. You can begin to contribute more victories to your recall, right? So it's no longer the last time it happened, I failed. No, it's the last time I happened, I found out how to beat it. I found out how to overcome. I identified exactly what that was. It was a distraction. I identified that there was a weak part of me that needed affirmation from other people. And because of that affirmation wasn't present for me to go forward, I didn't move forward. But now in this season, I understand that the activation that I really need, the affirmation that I really need, is the self-affirmation that God gives me within to tell me who I am, my purpose, and my identity. And with His affirmation that is within me, I begin to say amen to His yes. And that's kind of like God has given us a promise. He's given us His confirmation of who He has called us to be. He's given us so many affirmations of Scripture of who He's created us to be. And we say it all the time, I'm the head and not the tail. I am wonderfully and beautifully made. Like God said that He made me in His image. These are affirmations of who we are in Him. With those affirmations alone, if your best friend decides that they're jealous of the success that is before you because they see the potential, even though all you see is a glimpse, they see a bigger picture of how great you can be, and they're intimidated, that they're going to lose their friendship with you, that they're having separation anxiety, or whatever it may be. And I don't mean that in a bad way, but what I'm saying is identify those things, those reasons, those thoughts, those things that you have empowered by giving your focus to it instead of ignoring it, and you've empowered those distractions. Identify what they are so that you can step into the realm of activation. Because in activation, you are stepping to a place where you begin to unlock what was initially locked. Because in activation, there were things, there were possibilities that become possibilities that were initially impossibilities when you weren't moving, when you were hesitant, when you were deterred, when you were delayed, when you were distracted. They were only just possibilities only in your mind. They were potentials. They were things that could, maybe, I don't know, but it was just a little inclination saying, open door number three, and you had all of the reason in the world to procrastinate because of where you are positionally. But once you identify those barriers, once you identify them, once you deal with them, and then you step into this realm of activation, boom, you set yourself up, not for failure, not for defeat, but you set yourself up on a journey of victory. You set yourself up on a journey of more self-discovery, of finding out what is it that's been inside of you that you haven't even tapped into yet. What are those seeds? We talked about this in an earlier podcast, that there may be, that there's greatness inside of you, but at this point in time, it may be a seed that needs to be developed, needs to be mentored, needs to be tutored, needs to be incorporated with studying and going back to school or whatever that may be. There's a seed that needs your attention. There's a seed of greatness inside of you that needs your attention. And sometimes those seeds, we don't give attention to them. We don't bring light to them. We don't begin to water them until we step beyond the place of determinant into the place of activation. Activate. 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 This is 2020. You got to activate. This is the year where things are aligning. you are in alignment. Your mind is in alignment. Your body and your health, your spirit is in alignment with God Almighty, right? You're in alignment. You're listening to the voice of the Holy Spirit. You are listening. You're in a place where even in your business, you're in alignment because you're in touch with your core. You're thinking thoughts that are beyond just what you see and just what you've experienced. You're thinking through creativity. You're beginning to imagine and see things in a different light. You begin to expand on your ideas. You're beginning to expand in your networking and your connection. You're beginning to expand in your beliefs. Now you are enlarging the capacity that you once had to where you could not receive the fullness and the greatness of what God has for you in previous seasons because of the way where your mind was, because you weren't in alignment. This is 2020. This is the year of your alignment. We say it's the year of perfect vision. What does that speak of? Alignment. The ability to see things in a clear fashion without the assistance of other things. It's the 2020 vision. But guess what? It may cause the assistance of other things. So there's both ways. So some of us need glasses in order to see in 2020. Some of us just need to open our eyes and readjust our sitting and our settings and readjust our focus so that we can see 2020. Whatever it takes, identify what needs to take place to activate the greatness that is inside of you. Man, I feel like I was on fire during this one, right? Because it's personal for me. This year, I started this year activating. And proof is right now. You're listening to a podcast that I have written in my journal. I look back in one of my journals from 2016, and I literally wrote, I want to start a podcast. I wish I had the journal before me right now so I can read to you verbatim. But I literally wrote that I wanted to start a podcast, and the podcast was going to be entitled Empowerment Sessions. And I wrote down a couple of other things as well, but specifically wrote that I wanted the podcast to be entitled Empowerment Sessions. And I wrote how I wanted my voice to be amplified across the world, because I have something that the world needs to hear. I have something that people need to hear, that I am a person who helps people come out of the stagnant mindsets and bring them to an elevated mindset that repositions them for greatness. That's something I do. It's a natural part of who I am. And I love gathering information. I love studying. I love reading. I love theories and I love ideologies. I love to gather these things and I love to gather this information. But the way I process it, I realize it's unique. Even when I'm preaching, my aspect and my viewpoint of scripture, it's unique. It's sound. It's theologically correct. It's within the context. But it enables. But I realize that there's something in me. There's something in me that allows me to see like hidden nuggets and hidden truths and perspectives of scripture that come out in light, in true context, that just opens the eyes of anyone who's listening to me when I'm preaching or listening to me when I'm teaching. And even to myself first, it happens. And so I understand, wait a minute, there's something about my voice that needs to be released in the earth. And I can't wait for someone else to give me the opportunity. I can't say, oh my God, one day someone's gonna be like, oh my God, your voice is so amazing. No, I have to take the initiative and begin to activate what's inside of me and understand. We said this from the beginning, that empowerment starts from within. And that whatever you start from within, your external world begins to respond to it. So the minute I'm opening my voice, I started this podcast and I'm releasing it, and it's going to continue to grow. It's going to continue to grow. It's going to continue to grow. I'm going to have thousands and thousands and thousands and millions of listeners, and they're going to listen to my voice because I'm going to be saying something that the world needs to hear. I am saying something that the world needs to hear, and people are spreading it. That's why I want you guys to make sure you share this podcast, that you subscribe to this podcast, that you give me your feedback so we can grow and we can develop together, and we can all be in a place of empowerment, and we can all be in a place where we're activating the greatness and we're discovering all of these hidden gems and nuggets that are within us. The Bible says that in these treasures of clay, or in these vessels of clay, that there is treasure. There are great things inside of you, but you've got to activate it. You've got to start with what you know. You've got to start with what you know.
Hey, Hey, thanks again for joining me on this podcast. I'm sure that you got what I meant when I said the flow and the passion behind what I was saying, and even just the thought process. Really should have reached out and grabbed you today. So, hey, activate. As always, please make sure that you subscribe and also share this with somebody, anybody, because it's going to be a blessing and a benefit to everybody. I'll see you soon.